This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The Rich Zeoli Show podcast is sponsored by Mike Venaria Jr. with Osperity Private Wealth.
Hi, I'm Mike Venaria Jr., Wealth Management Specialist. Make your retirement dreams a reality by creating your retirement plan today. Call me at 856-252-0107.
On X at Rich Zeoli. So we're actually starting my fifth hour of radio right now. So, anyway. But tomorrow I'll be filling in for Jimmy again and then supposed to do Laura Ingraham's show, but... somebody asked the question of, you get bumped and, is it degrading or humiliating or something like that? It's the game. It's the game. I remember when I was getting started in radio and I would take any shift I could possibly get. I never said no. We would leave vacations. We would leave at whatever it took. That is my philosophy in life. When you have opportunities, you seize them, you do it no matter what. When I used to fill in for Mark Levin, which... have not in a while, but hopefully again someday soon. And you'd be doing marathon radio shows. What you do, it's what you do. You do what you got to do, but it doesn't always work out. There are times I would fill in on the radio, and then I would get 13 minutes, and then get bumped for the Phillies before I had a contract. Not the famous 13 minute show when I was the afternoon drive host, but before that, I'd come on and do a segment and then get bumped. So it happens. It's life. It's not for, you got to put on your big boy pants. I always say that. You got to do that. New York, fascinating, right? This whole situation with this guy, Zohran Mamdani, and how it affects the New Jersey governor's race and how it affects the Democrats writ large. Michael Goodwin in the New York Post today has a piece about Cuomo, the LoveGov/nursing home serial killer. And he believes that the only way for the Democrats to be able to win is if Andrew Cuomo, if they all get behind him and they get Eric Adams out of the race, and then they get the LoveGov across the finish line. And if they don't do that, well, I'll tell you what, if they don't do that, the Democrat Party goes the way of the Whigs. It really will. I mean, it'll still exist, but you remember what happened in Philly with Larry Krasner, how he got here? So years ago, Philadelphia Inquirer ran a big story about George Soros and how George Soros was pumping all this money into Krasner's election. George Soros has worked very hard to get progressive kooks elected across the country, progressive prosecutors in New York and Chicago and San Francisco and Los Angeles and Philadelphia, because he's smart. You start from the bottom up. You want to take over a party? You want to take over a country? You don't do it from the top down. You do it from the bottom up. And the way to get your socialist progressive kooks in there is to run them at the municipal level. You don't start at the presidency. You work your way up from the bottom level. And then what you do is you get all the ward leaders and the town council people and the mayors and to be socialists. At the end of the day, what is the mayor of New York City? What is that position at the end of the day? It's a municipal position. That's all it is. It's so different from the mayor of Bordentown, New Jersey, or, you know, Exton, PA. You're just a mayor. You happen to be the mayor of a very, very big city with a lot of people, but you're still a municipal elected official. You see my point here? These guys know what they're doing, and the way they do it is they take over incrementally at the municipal level by getting their kook whack jobs elected as prosecutors, as mayors, city council members, aldermen, whatever the hell they're called in Chicago. That's how they do it. And I told you before, I'll say it till I'm dead, there will never be a third party in this country. The two-party system is controlled at the local level for a reason, and that reason all comes down to the Fazools. Who gives out the contracts? You know, being in New York City today, just thinking about all the various authorities that exist here in New York, you know, and all those authorities have their people, and those contracts are given out. So what Soros decided to do years ago, and others like him, is they said, we gotta infiltrate the Democrat Party. We can't run our own people in a third party because we'll lose, so we'll infiltrate the party. That's how you take over a political party. You don't run third party. You pick a home, Republican or Democrat, and you pick a home, and then that's what you do. And that's why the Democrat Party today looks like the absolute circus clown show that it is, because that's what's happened. The socialists have infiltrated the party, and now they run the place. You know, what started as an anomaly. Oh, this harmless old guy in Vermont, you know, yelling about the oligarchy, Bernie Sanders, who caucuses with the Democrats, but it says is a Democrat socialist. And now that these people now run the place. They're in charge now. The lunatics are officially running the asylum. So Mondani getting the nomination is not as surprising as it was, because I did not think he would. I figured Cuomo would win. But it really shows you how the Democrat Party has become the party of exactly what Soros's vision was, a progressive kook, socialist, defund the police, Larry Krasner type political party. And that party can win on the local level in cities, but it can't win nationally. No way. No chance. I don't think it can win statewide elections, and I don't think it can win the presidency. I really don't. But it can win and take over cities and counties, and believe it or not, that matters more. It matters more. Because more of the work is done on the local level than it's done on the national level. I mean, you think about it, right? You get a progressive soft on crime, defund the police prosecutor in there, you can make real substantive cultural change by just dropping charges and then pursuing prosecutions against the cops. This is what Larry Krasner has done, right? You can change a culture that way far more effectively than you can if you do it through Congress. Congress can't even pass a friggin' bill on spending. No, the way the left has decided that they're going to radically remake this country is to change the municipal governing of this country at the local level, where they can do things like let illegal aliens vote, where they can do things like let kids vote in school board elections, like in Newark, New Jersey, for example. In Newark, New Jersey, if you're 16 years old, you can vote in school board elections. His royal rugness, King Philip the Unaccountable, the idiot jackass governor of New Jersey, Phil Murphy, he wants to have that statewide. Why? Because 16-year-olds don't pay property taxes. They have no skin in the game. So when they say we need a beautiful new school building so you can have a great new gym, they go, okay, fine, no problem. And they go vote yes on the referendum. And the taxpayers like me, who are sick and tired of my taxes going up every year, we get screwed. Why do we get screwed? We get screwed because the kids now are going to vote for a referendum and they're not paying for it. I'm paying for it. That's the reality of the situation of how you take over America systemically. And then the other thing you do is, in addition to putting lots of money behind progressive kook whack jobs like Larry Krasner and this guy in New York, you flood the zone with people, with bodies. Politics is a game of numbers. Politics is a game of numbers. So you flood the zone with people. Why? Well, because there's a census every 10 years as required by the Constitution. And every 10 years they go, how many people live here? They don't say how many citizens live here. They say how many people live here. They should say how many citizens live here. They should. But I'll tell you, like, they should never sell pineapple pizza. I can't get the world that I want. I have to live in the world that I live in. And right now, everybody's waking up to that fact and going, wait a minute. You mean to tell me that when they do the census, they're counting everybody? Everybody. Yes, everybody. All right, big whoop. Got to have a count of who's here. No, they take that data and then they say, well, now we got to figure out how many seats to give in the House of Representatives, which is a fixed number of 435. That number does not change. So what the left decided to do was, let's flood the zone by having the country wide open, have illegal immigrants storm in, and yeah, have them go to places like California so that we can make sure that we can offset the people who are leaving because they don't want to live in the capital of kookery anymore, and they move to places like Florida. And so we're going to flood the zone. And so they were kind of, when they were crying about DeSantis and Greg Abbott putting illegal immigrants on buses and planes and flying them to Nantucket, for example, which when Buffy and Chad were having their lobster Benedict and they saw those illegal immigrants walking around in Nantucket, the horror, which is why it lasted like a day and then the National Guard came and moved them all. But the only problem with that strategy, like, I get why they did it, but the only problem with that is that now all those illegal immigrants, unless they're deported, are going to be counted towards the census. This is why it's so important to deport people and get them out of here before the count in 2030. It's why that has to happen, because the strategy of the left of flood the zone with bodies to count for the census so that the blue states can keep their seats in the House and the red states, even though they've now dramatically expanded their population of people who left blue states and should get those seats. Those seats lead to electoral votes. Electoral votes lead to the presidency. You have to get 270 electoral votes to win the presidency. Imagine if California loses 3 electoral votes because they took away a House seat or a couple House seats, right? Imagine if Florida gains 2 of those seats and Texas gains 2 seats and New York loses a seat. And you see what I mean? Suddenly now you can control the electoral map. The strategy of the left in terms of how they will take over America has been multi-pronged, very multi-pronged approach. And please don't take this out of context, but you have to admire the simplicity of it, because it is so obvious, hiding in plain sight right in front of us, that we don't even really notice it, right? Instead of trying to get a progressive kook elected president, you get him elected mayor, you get him elected prosecutor. You then have these people facilitate the curriculum that is taught to your kids in schools. And then you get your kids believing this crap. And the simplicity of it is that it's happening right in front of us, and then we don't even realize it until it's too late. And we turn around and go, what happened to this country? I don't understand. Well, it's called death by 1,000 cuts. You know, you little by little, you change the makeup of America. And you do that, and then all of a sudden you turn around and you realize now that it doesn't matter if we have the majority in Congress or the White House, because so much is happening at the local level that is destroying this country that it's very difficult for us to fight back. Now, the good news is we have a president who does, and he's not afraid of battling these people, and he will every step of the way. Absolutely, 100%. He'll battle them, and he'll take away their money, and he'll take away, and he'll sue these sanctuary cities, and he'll, I mean, you saw the total retreat by the University of Pennsylvania because they want that money. Harvard will eventually do the same. And these cities with their sanctuary policies will eventually have to do the same as well, because they can't afford to be cut off from the federal teat. I have to make sure I pronounce that correctly. If you're listening on the iHeart app, which you can now do iHeartRadio or Odyssey or TuneIn. You can listen to the show. Get the podcast. Tell your friends. Rate it. Love it. Like it. Love it. Actually, just love it. Always say something nice, baby. Mama Zioli's credo. But this is what has been happening for a long time. Now, the question becomes for Democrats. Okay, you're in power in the cities. You've got the cities and you've got this, but what about the national level? Because these people cannot get elected statewide or nationally. They're that friggin' crazy. So what do you do? And this is the moment that they're having right now. This is their moment where the Democrat Party is trying to figure this out. And the problem is that when you let in crazy, it's very hard to get rid of crazy. You know what I mean? Have you ever dated somebody who's crazy and then you tried to break up with them? You have to break up several times. Very difficult. Crazy does not want to leave. That's why sometimes you can get a restraining order against crazy. Crazy now runs the Democrat Party, and now the party elders, the elites, are turning around and going, we're not going to win nationwide if a guy like Zoran Mandami is our figurehead. The mayor of the biggest city in America. See, this is where it differs from, say, Bordentown, New Jersey, or Exton, PA. Unlike those mayors, this mayor of this city of New York gets a lot of attention, a ton of attention. And he will be the face of the Democrat Party. An avowed socialist who wants to take over the means of production, defund the police in the name of queer justice, intersectionality, and feminism, particularly for trans women, whatever the hell that means. He's going to be the face of the party. And so now the party elites are sitting around going, wait, this is not a good look for us here. This is not a good look. The other thing is that they can't control this guy. See, a lot of what the process of guys like Soros and others who've managed to get people like Larry Krasner and others elected, they're able to control these people because they have money and they've got power. But the Democrat elites can't control them. And they don't like that. This is why they'd rather, as I've said before, lose with someone they can control than win with someone they can't. They will not be able to control Zoran Mandami. He will do his own thing. He'll go rogue. He'll do whatever the hell he wants. They know that. They could control Cuomo because Cuomo is a guy with relentless ambition who wants to be president. And he's a guy who, if he's given the reins of power, will use it in a way that is electable on a higher level, whereas Zoran Mandami will not. And as the face of the Democrat Party, and he implements his socialist kookery and tries to defund the NYPD or whatever other nonsense he winds up doing, people will look at that and go, oof, this is a bad look for Democrats nationwide. I know it's easy to say, who cares what happens in these cities? You get what you vote for. I get that. I understand. I don't disagree with you. But I'm telling you from the perspective of the elites of the party that run the place, they know what a bad look this is for their prospects of running the country, of winning back the White House, of winning back control of Congress. Because they've allowed crazy to take over the local level, they now have a problem at the national level. It's easy to get elected in Philadelphia if you're Larry Krasner. Krasner's not going to win a statewide race in Pennsylvania. There's a reason why John Fetterman once ran and pulled the Bernie Sanders Act, and now he's pulling the I'm the Sensible Guy in the Shorts and Hoodie Act, because he couldn't get elected as the Bernie Sanders guy. So he had to pivot. And he pivoted in the election against Oz, but he's pivoting even more now because Pennsylvania has clearly showed its colors in terms of where it wants to be, and that's a red state. So he's pivoting. Shapiro's pivoting. Krasner will be fine in Philly, but he won't be able to win statewide. This is the problem. This is what I mean. This dichotomy that exists between the kookery on the local level, which is not electable on the national level. It's why Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez would be a great candidate, because she'll lose. But she's able to win. I mean, Sandy from Yorktown Heights, Sandy can win in her district, but statewide, no. maybe statewide, because New York City's nuts and they make up the bulk of the electorate. But if you're not going to win nationally, this is the problem right now for Democrats. I personally love it. I am loving every second of this, because you reap what you sow in life, and these people have reaped and sowed craziness, and now they're reaping the effects of that. Here is Mondami. Let's cue this up here. This is cut number 11.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Talking about what are the things he wants to do, buying up housing, all right? Take a listen.
Further toward the Vienna model, we'll have to go beyond the market. We can establish community land trusts to gradually buy up housing on the private market and convert it to community ownership. We can give tenants a right of first refusal to buy out their landlords when buildings go up for sale. And we can fully commit to a new era of social housing, ending subsidies for luxury housing development and using our wealth to build beautiful, high-quality social housing projects that offer good homes and strong communities to everyone. We won't decommodify housing overnight, but we know what we have to do, and we have history to guide us.
See? He's nuts. Now, speaking of Fetterman, when I get back, I'm going to tell you what he said and why there's a civil war going on in the Democrat Party in Pennsylvania, between him and Brendan Boyle, who wants to primary him, as we continue along. Let me tell you about Emmons Roofing and Siding, my great friends over there. 10% off. 10% off for all of your wonderful projects at your home. Protection, peace of mind are paramount, but so are the materials that Emmons uses. The best in the business. The Owens Corning shingle, for example, for that roof. Anderson Windows. All of the great work. And plus, Emmons even has a kitchen and bathroom remodeling division. Now, I know what you're thinking. Rich, did you use them for that too? Yes, I did. In our old house, they remodeled the kitchen and the bathroom. Outcome? Happy wife. Happy wife, happy life. Bridget was thrilled. That's all that counts. So use them today. Reach out to them today. How's that Jersey Shore house doing? Is the roof okay? Emmons will give you a free roof inspection. They'll never tell you you need a new roof if you don't. But if you do, you will have the best in the business, Owens Corning shingle, lifetime warranty on that roof. They serve Pennsylvania, New Jersey, Delaware, excuse me, and the Jersey Shore. And all you got to do is go to emmonsroofing.com. your one-stop shop for all your home improvement needs. My great friends Matt and Stephanie and their whole team will take great care of you. So don't wait. Take advantage of the 10% off. Tell them I sent you. EmmonsRoofing.com.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
All right. Got a question here. This is interesting. So on May 14th, 2025, I put out the following tweet. Okay. Gavin Newsom to call for the recall of Gavin Newsom. It was in response to Gavin Newsom walking back something about free health care. Gavin Newsom to call for the recall of Gavin Newsom. I think I put out another tweet on kind of the same subject, basically saying, oh, here it is. This is the tweet that I put out on May 14th, which got quite a bit of traction on social media. Breaking in a stunning move. Hang on. Move out of the way here, Twitter, with your stupid. Breaking in a stunning move. Gavin Newsom has called for the recall of California Governor Gavin Newsom. Newsom stated, quote, that liberal Democrat has destroyed California and all of his policies need to be immediately reversed. Now, Babylon Bee. Here's their headline. Gavin Newsom sues Gavin Newsom for ruining his political career. If he wins, Gavin Newsom could owe Gavin Newsom millions for lost income and career opportunity. Gavin Newsom has completely wrecked Governor Newsom's shot at the presidency. So again, my headline, Gavin Newsom has called for the recall of California Governor Gavin Newsom. Gavin Newsom sues Gavin Newsom for ruining his career. Babylon Bee, today, July 2nd. Mine was May 14th. Anyway, not saying, would never accuse them of borrowing my intellectual comedic abilities. Just simply throwing it out there that both headlines sound, titles sound awfully similar, kind of like the same. But enough time went by where you could kind of, you know, use it. So anyway, what do you think? All right. Somebody said I don't take phone calls, so I'll take a call. Did anyone call the show, guys? No calls. All right, let's take a call. Somebody has to call the show first, and then we can take a call. So give me what's a good topic we can ask people to call in about? Does that sound like the Babylon Bee ripped me off? 855-839-1210. 855-839-1210. I mean, come on, that's pretty freaking close, don't you think? I'm just saying. Nope, let's not do that as a topic because now my blood pressure is going to go up. What do you think? What's a good topic? 4th of July, favorite condiment, relish, overrated, underrated, potato salad, thoughts? No, nothing. Andrew, what are you doing for the 4th of July? You got kids taking them to the parade?
Andrew actually has stepped out real quick, but
what am I doing for the 4th of July?
So the crazy part is I actually got to work, unfortunately. I got to go to the Lincoln Financial Field. I have to work the World Cup quarterfinals game.
Good for you. That's fun, though.
Yeah.
That's like fun work.
Kind of fun. You remember when we was talking about like yesterday how they had the crazy fans and everything? Someone has to put up with that and be professional at all time, and unfortunately, it's going to have to be me, and sometimes that's a little bit too much.
That's person's you. Have you ever had a scuffle with anybody? Have you ever had to get fisticuffs going?
Never had to do that. That's why we have this thing called Apex and CSC. We have top security all in the Lincoln Financial and police. So, like, if anything like that happened, they will be the ones that put hands on everyone. I will just be sitting there watching. But I did see one situation. Not going to go too much in details, but someone tried to hop the gate. And that's all I'm going to say. Yeah.
Really?
Yes, and in the middle of trying to get in before the game started, and one of the people had saw them, and they were trying to get really aggressive. That's all I'm going to say. And they had to get that guy out of there. So he actually got escorted out, and he wasn't looking good escorting out. But yeah, that happens from time to time.
Not a good look.
Definitely not a good look, not a great look and everything. But you know, that's just how it is dealing with the craziness. And then, you know, you got so many people traveling from all over the world that's actually coming to these events and everything. And now they're the ones that just, you know, like, people would say Eagles fans is crazy, but you didn't see the world. Like, that's just how crazy it is. Like, these people are insane.
Yeah, well, yes, and you're going to have your hands full. But you'll get through it, Sean. I have no doubts, because you're tough.
And we got, and Andrew just came back, so he's about to tell you what he's going to do on his 4th of July.
Andrew, tell me what you and the kids are doing for the 4th of July. Do you do the 4th of July parade?
We don't normally do a parade or anything. We usually just kind of stay at home, just chill. So we'll have the barbecue, hamburgers, hot dogs, and all that good stuff. The typical classic American 4th of July thing. And then the only thing we might do, I'm not sure where we're going to go. We might have to go down to the river, the Delaware River somewhere, and watch some fireworks either down there, or we might find some place closer to where we live and find fireworks there. But fireworks is definitely in the works.
Good. I think it's important to teach the kids patriotism.
Yes.
So, Andrew, you were out of the room, so let me read you two headlines here.
Sure.
Tell me if you think this sounds similar, okay?
Uh-huh.
Breaking. In a stunning move, Gavin Newsom has called for the recall of California Governor Gavin Newsom, stating that liberal Democrat has destroyed California and all of his policies need to be immediately reversed. Headline one. Headline two. Gavin Newsom sues Gavin Newsom for ruining his political career. If he wins, Gavin Newsom could owe Gavin Newsom millions for lost income and career opportunity. And with good reason, too, Gavin Newsom has completely wrecked Governor Gavin Newsom's shot at the presidency. Do those two things sound similar to you?
A little bit, kind of. I mean, okay. Is that a joke? Like, is that what it's supposed to be?
Well, yeah, it's a joke. It's satire. It's satirical. One is from me. One is from the Babylon Bee.
The Babylon Bee.
Yeah.
That's
so
crazy.
The first one was me.
Yes.
With the recall.
Yes.
Babylon Bee, Gavin Newsom sues Gavin Newsom. They do sound a little bit alike, do they not?
A little bit. A little bit.
That's all. I just throwing that out there.
Yep.
That's it. Just saying. Sounds a little bit similar. Mine was in May. Theirs came out. You know, today it's fine. I'm not accusing them.
No, of course not. Not holding a grudge or anything, right?
Definitely not. Not at all. I'm not at all upset by that fact in the least bit. Oh, scoundrels. Scoundrels everywhere. All right. As we continue along the show here, I gotta, you know, this is my dream, my hope. Chuck Schumer, who this 4th of July, I imagine, will be grilling his or putting cheese on his frozen burgers again like he did last year. Remember that picture of him? He's on the grill. All the patties were completely frozen, and he's putting cheese on them. You know, pretend the grill, well, I don't even think it was even on. Pretending like he's a man of the people, like he's just grilling, you know? Chuck Schumer has an idea for us. Let's cue up here, cut number 7. This is, it's not just going to stop with President Trump gutting USAID, all right? Not just going to stop with that, USAID, just the beginning. Oh, wouldn't this be great if this came true? Cut number 7.
Also know this is just the beginning. If DOGE attacks USAID today, then you can be sure they'll move on to another target tomorrow. Who knows? Maybe it'll be the Postal Service or the IRS or even the Social Security Administration. They could be next. Or maybe our national security agencies.
Wow. I mean, we can get rid of the IRS. Count me in. Yeah. Survey says ding, ding, ding. I feel like if you're going to fearmonger, you shouldn't fearmonger by saying that the IRS may go next. I don't think that's how you're going to win people over with your fearmongering. I'm not an expert in fearmongering. I'm just throwing that out there and just saying to you that, hey, you know, as far as fearmongering goes, losing the IRS, you're not going to move hearts and minds. Not with that one. So you might want to skip that one. Like, what's next? You're going to lose the Postal Service? Huh? Well, the IRS is way worse, obviously, than anything. Not even something close to that. But that's Chuck Schumer cooking with his rare burgers. All right, quick break. We're going to come right back. UPenn is now acknowledging biological reality. Linda McMahon, the Secretary of Education, crushing it yesterday. Our buddy Paul Scanlon was there at the White House for the announcement. I'll tell you what they said. And also, too, Lee Zeldin, my man, who's killing it when it comes to gutting regulations. It's fantastic stuff. Got some of that for you, too, as we continue waiting to see if the House votes on the one big, beautiful bill. The latest update is that there are some Republicans now who are stalling amid the vote. So some of the Freedom Caucus members trying to stall the vote. They're not happy about the Senate version and they want changes. That's the latest as of now. We'll keep you posted. Coming right back.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
I just have to. Our friend Karen is a postal carrier, so I wasn't trying to compare the post office to the IRS. Now I kind of feel bad because I love her, but it's just funny. It's just listening to Schumer. It's like, you know, what's next? The post office? Like, all right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
The IRS? Yeah, how about that? Great. He's such an idiot. Oh, yes. So good to have you with us today. Appreciate it very, very much. I will be off tomorrow, but not really off, sort of on. Filling in for Jimmy Failla again. Here I am at Fox Across America. You can see behind me if you're streaming on YouTube. I'll be back up here tomorrow, and then, but not on my show. So, but you'll get to hear it tomorrow on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD. 6 hours of me today is plenty, so Tom Aislabie is going to do the last hour. Honestly, you don't need to hear me for more than that. That's just cruel and unusual punishment for you. You don't deserve that. Nobody does. Nobody deserves that. All right. Where do we stand with the One Big Beautiful Bill? As of right now, there are several Republicans who are trying to block it so it does not move forward because they feel as if the Senate version now has gone off the rails. So we are at a standstill at this moment right now. I want to play this clip for you. This is regarding this guy, Zoran Mamdani, and his campaign for mayor. And like I said to you, I believe this is an extinction level event for the Democrat Party. they will be fully the Socialist Party, and they will lose national elections, and they will eventually go the way of the Whigs, and they'll have to have some big inter-party revolution, and, you know, but for all intents and purposes, they'll be the Whigs. They may even have to change the name. I'm surprised they haven't, since they were the party of slavery. Like, that to me, I don't get. Like, talk about a branding thing. You're the party that advocated and fought for slavery, and you're still keeping that Democrat thing? You're the party of segregation, Jim Crow? You're still going with that handle? And don't buy that lie that the parties flipped. The parties did not flip. You can look at the election trends. The parties did not flip. It's an absolute lie. Pretty sure in 1992, we elected two Southern Democrats into the White House, Bill Clinton of Arkansas and Al Gore of Tennessee. Okay, so here is this is cut number one here. This is a comment slamming New York City mayoral candidate Zoran Mandami. This is a attorney who fled communist Albania, who's now running for the U.S. Senate. Peter Lumage, take a listen.
Look, I was born and raised in a communist country, and I know what it means. I've seen that movie before, and I don't like the ending of it. When I hear elected officials who come to the United States from other countries, and they are not compatible with the American foundation, if you will, and they come over here and they want to promote the exact failed liberal policies or communist policies that they left behind in their countries, that should perturb each and every one of us. When you hear President Trump, one of the greatest presidents we ever had, I would say that, look, this is a communist. This guy openly wants to promote communist values in our country, and this is not compatible with the foundation of this country. When he wants to have command and control over the economy, forced redistribution of property, these are things that have been tried in Eastern Europe. They were tried in the Soviet Union. They're being tried in Venezuela, Cuba, you name it, and they are complete failure. We must not allow this to spread in the United States, because this is not American at all.
Specifically, when you hear Mamdani talk about seizing the means of production, not my words, his words, yep, exactly. Does that bring back absolutely horrible memories of your time in communist Albania?
It does. It does. Absolutely, it does. Because when you have forced redistribution of property, you cannot have socialism without brute force of the government. In order for you or someone to implement those policies, you're going to have to use the government agencies to do that. You're going to have to use force to do that. When communism took over about Albania and they dispossessed people from their property, they had to use government agencies to do that. They had to arrest people. They had to torture people. They wound up killing people, including my own father, because he will not comply with the requirements or the demands of the communist regime. And this is very dangerous thing to bring to the United States. This is the problem that we are importing into the West. We're bringing cultures that are not compatible with us, that they do not have any regards for the foundation of this country, the Constitution, the founding documents, capitalism. What has made this nation great is being attacked by the people who come here under the pretense that they want to be Americans, and the moment they get the citizenship, some of them, they want to dismantle the system that made them great, actually, and gave them the opportunity to be what they are.
To that point, a lot of the criticism for individuals like Mamdani and also...
I mean, his points are fantastic, and everybody should heed their warning. Ted is in Swarthmore. Ted, my man, you called. Thank you. Nobody was calling me. I appreciate it.
Hey, Rich, you put out the SOS. I'm here for you, bud.
You're the man. Appreciate that. What's going on?
First of all, Babylon Bee stole your intellectual property, hands down.
Is that your ruling? Is that the ruling?
That's my ruling. That's my ruling from Swarthmore. Yes.
All right.
That's first, but I wanted to ask you if you happened to hear if... President Trump swore in any of those new ICE agents in Florida.
The alligators?
Yes, the alligators. And I'm waiting for the Democrats to go down there and rush that prison to do an inspection on it and also confront the new ICE agents that are there.
Well, we would never condone or hope for a Democrat to be eaten by an alligator. To your point, if they were to, say, pull the crap they pulled in Newark at this detention center in Florida, it's very likely one of them would wind up in an alligator's jaws. I'm just saying. So
How about Brendan Boyle? Can we get him to go down?
And we do not want that. We are not. This show is anti-alligator eating Democrats. We are not. That's not fair to the alligator.
No, I just want them to go down there and inspect. I want them to do their duties to inspect those new holding facilities.
I think they should. I think they should charge it and, you know, see what happens, Ted. See what happens.
Let's just not open the gate for about 10 minutes and see what happens.
What could possibly go wrong?
Nothing at all. There's only one entrance in there, one entrance in and out.
Again, I want to make this point very clear. We're not hoping that Democrats are eaten by alligators because it's not fair to the alligators. They don't deserve that, Ted, you know?
No, they don't.
They don't deserve
they
that.
They don't, but I don't see any of them lining up to do it is my point. Cowards.
Hey, buddy, have a happy 4th of July. What are you doing for the 4th of July?
I am going to my son's house in Mechanicsburg, where I'll have all my 11 grandchildren there at one time. So I got to go, Rich.
All right. That's fun. Good for you, Ted. All right, buddy. God
bless.
Can't
miss that, buddy.
Absolutely. Oh, have
yeah.
fun.
And you have a good 4th of July as well, even though you'll probably be off on Friday.
I will be off on Friday, no doubt about it. Whether it's 4th of July or not. It could be the 2nd of July. I'd still be off. No, I'm kidding. Thank you, Ted. I appreciate it, buddy. You have a great day. And God bless, pal. Appreciate it very much. No, Friday's, you know, the joke about you know. But here's the game plan here. So Thursday, I'm coming back tomorrow doing this show, Fox Across America. Not this show, my show, Fox Across America. Then supposed to be on Ingram Angle tomorrow night. But, you know, we'll see. And then heading up to Tupper Lake to see the in-laws on Friday. That's the game plan as of right now. But I did many shows on the 4th of July over the years. In fact, one year, this is fun, Dr. Maz, Anthony Mazzarelli, who really got me into radio. I mean, so I'm a firm believer in the notion of when you set your mind to something and you burn the canoes, you don't look back, you say, this is what I'm going to do. This is what I'm going to achieve. And it seems impossible. People come into your life. Opportunities happen. Perhaps it's God, fate, the universe, your command, your subconscious, whatever it is, whatever it is. Well, Maz came into my life and helped me get into radio. I had no idea how to get in. Shows up again after, you know, I hadn't seen the guy since college, really. But anyway, 1/4 of July, we actually did the show from my old house where I had a home studio. This obviously way pre-COVID, during our town's 4th of July parade. And we were on the air live during the parade. It's pretty cool, but not this year. So you'll be in good hands, though, with Tom Mays. He'll be on Friday. He'll do a great job, and you'll have a lot of fun. All right, we got a lot to get to. I just, on this this moron from New York here, this guy, I think that Steve Scalise made a great point about the Democrat Party writ large. And this is why I say to you that the Democrats are facing an extinction-level event here because of how bad this is and just how rudderless they are. So let's cue up cut number 9. This is Steve Scalise talking about the Democrat Party right now and just what bad shape they're in. Take a listen.
But, you know, it just shows you they know they've lost. I mean, the Republican, they're the party standing to increase everybody's taxes. That's why they're fighting right now to have every family in America get a tax increase. It's a really bizarre position for their party to take. But as you can see in New York, their party's rudderless and is right now being led by socialists. So that's a problem they're
going to
have a long time.
There you go. That's a problem they're going to have to fix and deal with for a long, long time. He's right. They are rudderless. They are a rudderless ship. Coming up, big win for common sense, for women, for people who are of the mindset that men have a schlong and women don't. Yesterday, the Department of Education with a big announcement, and this is a wonderful, wonderful announcement. University of Penn caves to logic, common sense, and ultimately President Donald J. Trump, fulfilling a promise and liberating brave women like our friend Paula Scanlon. And now they owe all the swimmers, each and every one of them at Penn, an apology. We'll talk about that straight ahead. 30 minutes of nonstop talk coming up. Don't go away.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.